and he always gets what he asks for. So, God isn't going to turn his back on you. He already declared you just. He can't condemn you at the same time. Christ isn't going to turn his back on you. Christ isn't going to forsake you because he died to provide your salvation. He rose to provide your eternal life. He is at the right hand of the Father wherein his glory lies, and he ever lives to make intercession to make sure your relationship with God never, ever ceases to be what it is. Now you say, well, now wait a minute. No persons are going to take you out of God's hand. And God's not going to let you go on his own, and Christ isn't going to let you go on his own. There's somebody else that might do it. Satan. Paul wants to deal with that, I think, here, and he does it in a veiled way. Look at verses 33 and 34 again. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Verse 34, who is the one who condemned? Now stop there for a moment. Let me ask you a question. Who is the accuser of the brethren? Satan. Who is up there whenever he has access at the throne of God complaining about Christians? Satan. He is up there accusing us, saying we're not faithful, we're not loving, we're not obedient, we're not righteous, we're not holy, we're not worthy, and he constantly day and night accuses us before God. Why? Satan wants to get us unsaved. You understand that? That's right. He wants to steal us. And he's in league, by the way, with many of those human agencies that are after us that I mentioned earlier. But let's just take Satan. Satan goes up there, and maybe others of his demons, and they bring charges against God's elect. And they bring condemning, railing accusations. Is God going to listen to them? No, because God has already declared us what? Righteous. Is Christ going to listen to him? No, because Christ has already paid the penalty for all the sins he's accusing us of. They're already covered. So I'm sure God says, look, I've made my decision already. There's no use in you appealing to me. See, Satan is like a defeated lawyer. And he just keeps wanting to go to a higher court. He just keeps wanting to go and appeal his case. And God says, there's no court of appeal. It is over. I said they're righteous. That's it. You're wasting your time. And you can bring all this condemning stuff in here you want, and I will only introduce you to Jesus Christ, who has borne all the condemnation for all the stuff you're telling me about. It's already paid for. It's already covered. They're declared righteous. Case dismissed. No human being can take your salvation. God's not going to turn his back on you. Christ isn't going to forsake what he's done on your behalf, and Satan is absolutely unsuccessful. Because God has already rendered the verdict and there's no court of appeal and Christ has already covered all of the sin.